The second of the Tailored Experience. It is a Monday morning. Welcome to the show if you have just joined us. You are right in time for our conversation that we're having right now. And we're having this conversation, of course. We're having it with a lady who is always willing to have a conversation with us. Her name is Fiona Martin. She is an industrial psychologist. And we're talking about gossip. Fiona, welcome to the Tailored Experience.
Thank you so much, Rikani, for having me.
So I think, Fiona, that almost everybody who is in an office space, almost everybody has been in a situation where some sort of gossip was spread about them. So, and last time we had a conversation, I mean, you spoke about how gossip is a toxic behavior in the workplace. But what do you think causes people to gossip in the office?
You know, Rikani, a certain amount of gossip is expected in every workplace. I think it would be unrealistic to sort of, you know, remove all types of gossip. But when rumor mongering becomes rampant, you know, it becomes then harmful and has effect on morale as well as productivity and other things. So I guess before I go into, you know, why does gossip happen, you know, first of all, how do you know it's gossip, aside from just normal conversation?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you know, if the conversation, you know, talks about the misfortune of others, or if it's harmful to a person's reputation, if you find that what you're discussing is none of your business, or the person you're discussing it with, or there's sort of malice, you know, and undermining of someone's credibility, it's normally, you know, spreading of sensitive and personal information, and also includes betraying confidence in many cases. So those are some of the indicators, you know, that the conversation that you're engaging in is gossip. And why does this happen? You know, some of the key reasons that gossip happens is because, particularly when there's lack of transparency and communications within the workplace. So when people don't trust formal channels of information, they then sort of create their own backdoor channels where, you know, unvalidated information sort of runs rampant. Also, when there's a lack of trust in leadership, you know, people then will start feeling, you know, blanks in terms of, you know, what leaders are not communicating with, sort of, you know, gossip. As well, you know, people do it sometimes to create alliances or to be liked. And, you know, it gives some people a false sense of power. And sometimes, you know, people just love drama and conflict and sort of stirring the pot. So those are some of the reasons that you find gossip within the workplace.
Absolutely. So do you also think that, you know, cliques or groups or friendships in the, you know, office perpetuate such gossip?
You know, Tlakana, it depends on what the common ground for that clique is. You know, so groups normally are formed or they converge, you know, through some sort of common interest. And if that interest is a toxic one, then yes, it can perpetuate gossip. But generally, healthy friendships in the workplace are actually very good. You know, so having camaraderie, you know, hanging around with the people that you work with and sort of just enjoy good conversations, it's actually healthy. And generally, people like workplaces, you know, where they can sort of, you know, have friends that they enjoy interacting with. But also, I think at the same time, too much socializing can impact productivity and create cliques. So I think there needs to be a healthy balance of it.
Absolutely. So what then is the best way for both the employees or the employers? What is the best way they can address gossip in the workplace?
I think, first of all, as an organization, be transparent and ensure that, you know, you've got good and consistent formal communication channels and openness, because then the chances of, you know, false rumors spreading are normally heightened when there's secrecy and people don't know what's going. Communication, you know, is not forthcoming from leaders. And also, I think, you know, communication regularly, and also managers need to model their behavior. If managers themselves are the vehicles of gossip and rumors, you know, that's sort of going to create that culture among the employees. So I think managers need to model their behavior. And also calling out of gossipers. So if, you know, gossip is running rife and there are people who are perpetuating it, it needs to be called out and dealt with, because then it gives an indication or a signal to employees that, you know, the company is serious and actually does something and sort of has zero tolerance around that type of behavior.
Now, here's a question for everyone. What do you do when someone is about to engage in some gossip with you at work? Like, what do I do? You're coming to me with some juicy stories. What can I do?
Yeah, you know, and that's a good question, because, you know, we all love a good story and we all love to sort of, you know, hear what's sort of happening, you know, underneath the surface. But in essence, you know, I think what people don't realize is that the act of listening to gossip also makes you complicit in the gossip. Okay. So gossipers need an audience. And if you're giving them airtime, you're actually becoming part of the gossip channel, although you're not a vehicle of it. And also remember, gossip doesn't only harm the person who sort of is a victim of the rumor, but also the gossiper. So if you are the individual that's perpetually spreading rumors, you know, people will probably indulge you out of curiosity, yeah. But in the long term, you actually ruin your reputation and people will become vigilant about what they say about you. So generally, one, don't spend too much time with known office gossips because you will inherit their reputation by associations. And also, I think, you know, the best way is to just avoid it. So look for cues of when gossip was about to take place. So people would start with something like, oh, you know, don't tell anyone, or have you heard, you know. And also, you know, find a way to deflect. So if somebody tells you or starts a conversation about something that you feel is personal and is none of your business, you know, say something like, oh, that's a strange story. Then you, you know, deflect and say, anyway, what do you think, you know, of our project that's coming up? Or you can literally be upfront and say, look, I don't generally concern myself with people's personal lives. And then you totally change the subject and say, how's it going, you know, with your team building activities or whatever it is. So basically trying to find a way to deflect so that you don't become almost, you know, a vehicle for a person who wants to gossip. And also minimize, you know, how you share your personal thoughts with people at work, because you don't know who to trust. So if you want to gossip or, you know, share juicy information, rather do it with your friends at home or your friends in your outside circle, because then in that way, you know, you're able to vent, I guess, if you need to vent, you know, without sort of running the risk of, you know, becoming a rumor monger within the workplace.
Absolutely. Fiona, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to have this conversation with us. If anyone would like to follow you and your work, how can they do that?
So you can follow me. So I've got a website, fionamartin.com, which is spelled with a P-H-I. And then I'm also on Twitter, Miss Fiona, M-S-P-H-I-O-N-A. And I'm also on LinkedIn under my name and surname, Fiona Martin.
Thank you so much, Fiona.